Brilliance Audio.
What Never Happened by Rachel Housel Hall. Performed by Kristen Ariza. For Lucky, my favorite golden girl. There is nothing like returning to a place that remains unchanged to find the ways in which you yourself have altered. Nelson Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. The Obituary of Colette Sienna Weber. Colette Sienna Weber of Los Angeles, California, is no more. She left this world on Sunday, March 22, 2020. The woman didn't heed any of our previous warnings. That is why Colette was taken to the highest point on Santa Catalina and shot in her fingers, toes, and then knees, living agonizingly long enough to suffer until one final bullet between the eyes ended her for good. We warned you, Colette. You fucked around, and you found out. Saturday, June 23rd, 2001. All Colette wanted was to be kissed at the end of the pier, to hold hands sticky from cotton candy, to have a guy with pretty eyes and great hair win her a stuffed unicorn after knocking over all the milk jars. All she'd wanted was to hear that guy say, "You complete me," or something. The island had quieted and was now resetting. Tourists would wake up to clean sidewalks and empty trash cans, the stink of spilled beer and rank suntan lotion replaced by the aromas of funnel cakes and French fries. Her stomach alley-ooped again. She staggered to the bushes and vomited nachos and wine coolers and Michelob and someone's mother's peach schnapps. Tonight she'd opened her new bottle of Tommy Girl and used a new foundation powder that didn't make her skin look like desert rocks. The bronzer on her cheeks burst like sparkles in summer sun. At 16, she was already over-drinking, over-being bad. This night had not turned into the evening she'd risked it all for. "You guys act like little kids over here," she'd announced after someone brought a carton of eggs from the store to throw. "Y'all don't dance or play video games?" she'd asked after someone pulled out a joint. "This is so boring, and it totally fits into the stereotype of..." "You're boring," the freckle-faced girl pronounced. "I thought black people partied," the dark-haired slouch said. Heart thudding in her ears, Colette had bit her tongue and kept quiet, and she told herself, whatever. Freckle-faced said, "You're never gonna fit in here. Your dad doesn't, and he's been our teacher for like 3 years." The only black people these island kids knew lived on TV. Sassy Moesha and wise Auntie Oprah. The perfect Huxtable family and You So Crazy, Martin. Colette's family was none of that and all of that. Shifty and smart, aloof and in your face. Boring ass party people. Stupid island kids. What did they know? Absolutely nothing. 700 grapes went into that bottle of cheap wine they were drinking. They didn't know that. No one on the real Apollo 13 said, "Houston, we have a problem." They didn't know that either until she told them an hour ago. "You're pretty," the blonde boy had said, "but I didn't think you were a nerd." Whatever. No holding hands with the floppy-haired blonde boy during Shrek. No stuffed unicorn. Whatever. Instead, the island kids had gone on without her to vandalize golf carts. Whatever. She'd passed out on the beach and had awakened to a deer licking her face. Alone. Boats bumped against their moorings, water splashed against the sand. They'd ditched her. Not whatever. More like, oh shit. And now she stumbled along the dark streets, feeling like the most boring piece of trash, a used napkin or juice can tab, with only the Fancy Pants Hotel on the hill as a guiding light. The entire island seemed to tilt up, 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 without modern streetlights or helpful adults who could direct her to safety.
"You know they don't give a damn about you."
That
Sample complete. Ready to continue?